Episode 6, Are Organizations Making Risk in a Risky Way? By Lori Gottlieb, Lori Gottlieb Consulting. This podcast will look at organizational risk as a whole, but volunteer programs are a component of the whole, and therefore this is a good foundational lesson prior to looking at your volunteer program specifically. The uncertain economic times of the past few years have had a major effect on how organizations operate these days. Organizations that used to operate smoothly with the help of forecasts and projections now refrain from making business judgments that are set in stone. Now, organizations have a new focus to manage risk. Risk is the main cause of uncertainty in any organization. Risk can come from both internal and external sources. The external risks are those that are not in direct control of the organization. These include political issues, interest rates, and so on. Internal risks, on the other hand, include non-compliance or information breaches, among several other situations. Risk management is important in an organization because without it, you cannot possibly define its objectives for the future. If an organization defines objectives without taking the risks into consideration, chances are that they will lose the direction once any of these risks hit home. Risk management enables better decisions, from setting strategy to driving major projects to operational decision making. With reliable, timely, and current information on risk, both negative and positive potentially, people can make better quality decisions. This enables more risk intelligent management, which can lead to a sustained performance of your programs and your volunteers. By anticipating potential events, the organizations become more agile. It is able to respond quickly, whether to minimize the impact of adverse events or to seize opportunities for gain. So what is risk management? Well, it's a term for the process that an organization follows to protect itself and its stakeholders, and it's an ongoing process. Risk can involve positive consequences, benefits, and opportunities, as well as negative outcomes. How much time do you spend on risk management with a view of adding value to your organization? And the time you do spend, is it strategic or is it reactive? That's a really important question that we need to ask ourselves as leaders of volunteers. We tend to be more reactive and we need to move into the strategic zone. Organizations need to have a risk response strategy, which may include avoidance, which is exiting the activity giving rise to the risk, reduction, so taking action to reduce the likelihood or the impact related to the risk, alternative actions, deciding other feasible steps to minimize the risks, share or transfer the risk, accept where you just take no action due to the cost, benefit decision, and you just manage the risk. Management typically performs monitoring as part of its internal control activities, such as a review of reports or having a management committee meeting that has relevant subject matter experts to understand how the risk response strategy is working. Generally, risk to the organization's success can be grouped into four categories: strategic, operational, compliant, and financial reporting. The first step is to identify the risk. Ask yourself, what can go wrong? Every activity of an organization poses a risk, so brainstorm and document the risks. Consider both the general risks, things that could happen to any organization, and risks that are specific to your organization. Risks can be anything such as physical, emotional, psychological, sexual, financial, personal injury, medical, environmental, risk to property, risk to finance, risk to reputation and goodwill, cyber risk, data security risk, regulations that are changing, organizational changes, IT issues, fraud. So there's lots of risks that we need to consider. Strategic risk results directly from operating within a specific industry at a specific time. So shifts in consumer preferences or emerging technologies or other drastic market forces can put your organization at risk. To counteract strategic risk, you'll need to put measures in place to constantly solicit feedback so changes will be detected early. This is an agile or iterative way to do things. Especially in the market that we're in right now, there's certain organizations and specifically volunteer programs where you used to have an abundance of volunteers that you no longer can get volunteers. For example, driving or Meals on Wheels or friendly visiting physically. So these are risks that can be part of the strategy. Compliance risk, risks which are associated with compliance are those subject to legislation or rules and regulations and are mostly likely associated with best practices. If you're not following policies or rules, you're putting yourself, your staff, your clients, and your volunteers at risk. Risks in this category can include employment, privacy, human rights, diversity, inclusion, equity, all those types of things that have human rights, legislation, rules. Financial risk is a direct risk that has to do with the money. Financial risks also can be looked at when you're looking at interest rates. When an organization is using interest on finances that they have to buy things, to provide services. When you're in flux, there's all kinds of issues, and again, that can affect you and the volunteer program. Operational risks result from internal failures. That is, your business's internal processes, people or systems are failing. Therefore, unlike a strategic or financial risk, there's no return on operational risks. Operational risks can also result from unforeseen external events, such as transportation breaking down or a supplier failing to deliver goods. So an example from that, from a volunteer perspective, would be Meals on Wheels programs that can't happen because you can't get the food, you can't get it prepared, or you can't get people to drive. Reputational risk is a loss of an organization's reputation or community standing, which might result in failures, lawsuits, negative publicity. Reputations take time to build but can be lost in a day. In this era of social networking, a negative Twitter post by a consumer or stakeholder can reduce reputation overnight. An example for like recently would be Hockey Canada, where there were all kinds of issues and then the board left and they have to rebuild the organization. Other risks are more difficult to categorize. They include risks from the environment, such as natural disasters. A difficulty in maintaining trained staff that has up-to-date skills to operate your organization is sometimes called employee risk management. For example, the COVID outbreak is a perfect example of the other risks that we did not understand or foresee. Prioritizing risks is important. After the risks have been identified, they must be prioritized in accordance with your assessment. If the staff do not understand where the organization is heading, they'll never be able to identify the risks and the opportunities. Also, staff don't understand what the strategic direction and objectives are, they are more likely to act in a way that would not add value. So you want to ensure that your staff have an understanding of your strategic direction and objectives. So let's talk about ways to identify risks in the workplace. You'd want to conduct an annual risk audit. You need to ask yourself the following: what is at risk and what is the likelihood of this risk? What are you going to use to control and monitor the risk? What is the risk impact? Is it low, medium, or high? Who is responsible for managing the risk? How frequent are you going to review? A risk audit is a process by which an attempt is made to identify, verify, record, measure, and report the range of risks that may be present in a given situation. The key aspect of a risk audit is to identify risks. Unless risks are identified, people may be completely unaware that the risk exists. The risk audit process goes further, however, and enables persons with responsibility to consider and evaluate the risks. The principal components of an effective risk audit process are planning, so setting the scope of the audit. What is the situation that's being audited? Determine how you're going to gather the information. Are you going to do interviews? Are you going to make observations? Are you going to use checklists? Are you going to send out surveys? Develop checklists and procedures for the auditing process. Develop the questions that you want to ask and the key people that you want to be involved in this, and do the interviews as part of the audit. After you do the risk audit, analyze the information gathered as a result of everything. Prepare a register of risk and evaluate the probabilities and the severity of each identified risk. So like I said before, whether it's low, medium, or high. Once you have the report, then you can look at what the next steps are. Another way to look at things is to do a SWOT analysis. And a SWOT analysis looks at your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. So when you're looking at strengths, what advantages does your organization have? What do you do better than anyone else? What makes you unique? What do people in the market place C as your strengths. Weaknesses, for example. What could you improve? What should you avoid? What factors will make you lose business? Opportunities, which is more external. What good opportunities can you spot now? What interesting trends are you aware of? What changes in technology and markets on both a broad and narrow scale will help you? What changes in the government policy are related to the field that you're involved in? What are the changes in social patterns, populations, lifestyle changes, et cetera? And there's a lot of that going on right now. And finally, the threats. What obstacles are you facing? What are your competitors doing? Is the ever-changing technology a threat to your organization or your volunteer positions? Could any of your weaknesses seriously threaten your business? So once you do an identification through a SWOT analysis, that can help you to inform some of your decisions as to what you do and what your next steps are when you're building out your operational plan. Next thing is planning strategy paths. So the process for establishing and maintaining a risk management program is continual and cyclical. There's no point in producing a risk management plan that is too hard to implement and that does not have organizational support. You need to identify the risks. You need to be able to categorize these risks. So, like I said, the seriousness, the likelihood of, and what the impact would be. You need to then implement measures for managing the risks. And you need to review regularly what is at risk, because things change. So always have an infrastructure in place. Ensure that you document, implement, monitor, and review. Risk evaluation is used to make decisions about the significance of risks to the organization, whether each specific risk should be accepted or treated. Risk management is a central part of any organization's strategic plan. The focus of good risk management is the identification and treatment of these risks. Its objectives is to maximize value to all the activities of the organization. Risk management should be continuous and a developing process. It must be integrated in the culture of the organization with an effective policy and led by the senior leadership team, but also include other team members and staff and even leadership volunteers. It supports accountability, performance management, performance measurement, rewards, and thus promoting operational efficiencies at all levels is part of the risk management. For more information about risk or to book a risk management workshop, go to lauriegottliebconsulting.wordpress.com and you can see the workshops that are there, or email me at lauriegottliebconsulting@gmail.com. Stay tuned for my next podcast and go back and listen to some of my previous ones. Thank you very much. Take care.